Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
There's a pretty good chance you saw the story somewhere on social media this week of the woman in California who brought her dead Christmas tree back to Costco.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
On January the 4th. And
she wanted
her money
refund,
back,
yeah.
And they gave it to her.
Because the tree was dead.
One of the people who posted it was irritated they gave her the money. That would have been my take.
I would have been irritated, too.
I would have been absolutely irritated. Don't give in to that. But anyway.
Right.
We're kind of curious this morning. If you've worked in retail, what can you not believe that somebody...
Tried to return.
Mm-hmm. I worked right after, what was it, college age years at a department store, kind of like a Target, Walmart, but it was a different chain. I don't think it exists anymore. But so we were real busy around the Christmas season, and this woman comes in 2 days before Christmas, and she wants to buy bikes for the 6 people in the family. And she wanted them put together. So this one guy who wasn't really all that great at putting them together got stuck with spending, and it took him pretty much all day putting six bikes together. Okay. So comes pick them up on Christmas Eve, day before. Out they go. Day after Christmas, here she comes.
Uh-huh.
The whole family, all 6 bikes. We decided that we probably shouldn't have bought this soon because the kids might grow by the time good biking weather comes around. And so we're just going to wait and buy our bikes then.
So they didn't want to store them.
More or less, I guess.
Or
thought they would change their mind on the type of bike they wanted. Anyway, she wanted all 6 returned, and they did it. They took them all back. And the whole time, the guy who had to put them all together
was just swearing.
You can hear him through the door.
Yeah.
I can't even repeat any of what I remember.
No, sure not.
He was absolutely incensed.
I would be too.
Of course.
Why? Why did you waste my time?
Yeah. Very annoying.
That would stay.
I would. Yeah. No doubt. 280-1025. So you couldn't believe somebody tried to return what?
I worked in retail when I was in college. I worked at a popular clothing store, and around the holidays, that's what I would do. I didn't have problems with people returning clothing that you knew they may or may not have worn, or you knew they wore. But when there's like lipstick on it, or it overwhelmingly smells like perfume, like you clearly, it just can't be so obvious.
Well,
if you know you're going to wear something and return it, you got to be more subtle. There can't be a bunch of stains, you know, like deodorant marks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're more lenient than I am. You bought it to wear it. That's stealing.
Right.
I know it may not be easy to prove, but it's stealing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're not a rental place. They're a retail place.
This isn't Rent the Runway.
Yeah. How do you know? I mean, how do they take the tags off and you still take it back?
No, all people always leave the tags and they just tuck it in.
Or something along those lines. Yes.
But when it's got deodorant stains or like a lipstick because you're putting it on over your head and you smudged, then it's yours. You screwed that up. But I guess to your point, you know, you shouldn't be doing that in the first place, probably.
Get a job, man. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's right up
yes.
there. So, Brittany, this was you making the return?
Yes, this was me returning. I don't work in retail, but I was about 9 months pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Super huge.
Uh-huh. Right.
waddled myself into Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to buy a diaper genie for my son. And when I got home, I opened it, and there was all sorts of stereo equipment that somebody had shoved into this box. And I returned it, and they told me it was worth about $3,400. And this diaper genie was originally only 30-something.
Well, that was nice of you to be honest and to return the product.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I'm like, okay, this is my good deed for the day.
Yes.
And they brought the manager up, and he said, oh, okay, thank you. Here's a $5 gift card. Have a nice day.
Wow.
And I'm like, man, why did I return that?
Right. Thanks a lot.
Maybe a little more than $5.
Yeah,
like,
five's pretty cheap. That doesn't really encourage that kind of behavior.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
good for you, though.
Yeah, good job.
Take care. Thanks for the call. Bye. And Virginia now. Hi.
Hi.
You
I worked at Target for 12 years.
Yeah.
And there's a woman that
backed over her son's bicycle. She brought it in, and they gave her the money back.
Oh, my gosh.
We also had a man that brought back a lawnmower in the fall, and they asked him why, and he said, because it was dirty underneath. And they gave him the money back.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I mean, where's the line? If you have used something all summer.
I know. And, you know, I tell you what, it's driving me a little crazy right now because we tried to take a piece of clothing that was never worn back a couple weeks ago to a store that has a 45-day policy, and they wouldn't honor it. So, I mean, but yet you can take back the run-over bike.
Yeah.
Right. I know it's not the same store, but still. Jeez. All right. Hey, thanks, Virginia. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.